Now, tens of thousands of Australians are prescribed alprazolam, commonly known as Xanax, to treat panic disorders, with people ideally taking them for no more than a few weeks rather than chronically. However, overprescription and inappropriate use are a very real cause for concern, particularly considering the drug's addictive nature. We are joined by Andrea Schaffer, an NHMRC Early Career Research Fellow in the Medicines Policy Research Unit at the Centre for Big Data Research in Health, to discuss the overprescription and misuse of alprazolam and what needs to be done to fix this ongoing issue. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
That's quite a title you have there.
Yes.
Now, how widespread is this issue?
Well, alprazolam, it's a type of medicine called the benzodiazepine, and it is one of the less commonly used benzodiazepines, but it is one of the more commonly abused ones, and it is more toxic than other benzodiazepines as well. So anytime we see overuse of this as drug, it's quite concerning.
And why is overprescription happening?
Well, what we think the issue is, as you mentioned, these medicines are very addictive. People, if they end up taking them in the long term, they can become dependent, and then it is very difficult to discontinue them once you've been on them for a long time. And there are really no easy ways to stop taking these medicines once you've, you know, become dependent on them.
And how serious are the consequences for becoming dependent or the overprescription of them?
Yeah, well, the issues are that once you are dependent, you really need them to help you function. Some people take them to help them sleep, and it gets to a point where perhaps you can't really get to sleep without using these, and then you also end up needing higher doses as well to get the same effects that you did previously. I was going to say, and then if you do try and go off of them, and you can't just stop taking them immediately, because that can lead to withdrawal symptoms.
Oh, of course. And do you believe that misuse of the drug is purely down to the addictive nature, or is there a lack of understanding overall of how the drug should be administered?
Well, I think that thing is, it's being used to treat often anxiety, and it should be used as a drug of last resort. So people should have tried other medicines or other approaches prior to this. So, and as I'm sure you may be aware, a lot of mental health problems and anxiety are very difficult to treat. And again, there are no easy answers for this.
Yeah, I can understand that. There were regulations, though, put in place to curb this issue back in 2017. What did these include, rather?
Okay, so the changes were specifically to subsidize prescription of alprazolam, so, you know, through the pharmaceutical benefit scheme. And what they did is they delisted the highest tablet strength, the 2 milligrams, from subsidy, because that is the one that's most commonly abused.
Right.
And they also reduced the pack size down to 10 tablets only, because they wanted to promote short-term use of this drug rather than long-term use.
And did this policy not have the desired effect?
Well, what we saw, there was a substantial reduction in subsidized use of alprazolam, but of those people who were still using it or receiving it through the pharmaceutical benefit scheme, they were still receiving very large amounts, in some cases 100 tablets or more at a time, which is not consistent with how it should be used. But the one thing we don't know is how many of those people then switched over to private prescriptions where the 2 milligram tablet was still available. And we also looked at poisonings to see if that had changed. And there was very little change in poisonings involving alprazolam. And many of those people were still taking the 2 milligram tablet strength, which tells us that it is probably still circulating in the community through private prescription.
What needs to be done to stop the overprescription and misuse of alprazolam?
Yeah, so I think probably the best way to stop this overuse and long-term use is not to initiate on it unless absolutely necessary. And also for people who are initiating on it, to start, you know, with a small number of tablets. And I will mention that is one of the positive outcomes that we observed, is that among people using alprazolam for the first time, that they were more likely to receive smaller amounts, which decreases the probability of people going on to become long-term users.
And how can we support this reform?
Well, I think just people who may be being treated, or if you have anxiety problems, just being aware of these issues and not using these medicines for longer than necessary, unless it's in consultation with a doctor.
It's definitely a really interesting and important issue. Unfortunately, we've run out of time, but thank you so much
okay, thank
for
you.
joining us.